Hi, I'm Phil Hack, an engineering manager at GitHub. In this video, I'm going to talk about how we've enabled GitHub inside of your favorite IDE with a new extension now available for Visual Studio 2015. If you've been following Microsoft's recent adventures in open source, you'll notice that they've been embracing it in a big way. The Core CLR, Roslyn, ASP.NET, and other projects are all being developed in the open, and we're glad they're all on GitHub. For those unfamiliar with GitHub, it's a place to host source code and build communities around code. For example, if you visit the Roslyn repository, you'll see the C# team designing new language features publicly via GitHub issues. And this has helped create a healthy community on GitHub. Here's a graph put together by a member of our analytics team that shows the rate of change in the number of people that push the C# repositories from month to month as compared to overall growth. Microsoft open source is healthy. So it occurred to me, why don't we at GitHub do more to help the wider Microsoft developer community? We all know that Windows and .NET developers live inside of Visual Studio. I'm one of them, and I can tell you, we hate to leave the IDE. In fact, I vaguely recall a user voice issue to add a kitchen sink to Visual Studio. I think the team marked it as out of scope. While it's no kitchen sink, I'm excited to finally talk about how for the past few months, my team has been working closely with the Visual Studio team to add support for GitHub right into the product. In this video, I'll show you a quick demonstration of how it works. We'll create a project in Visual Studio and publish it to GitHub. We'll also work in the opposite direction and use Visual Studio to create a repository on GitHub and then add a solution to it. Finally, I'll clone an existing repository. But before we jump into the demo, let's talk about how you can install the GitHub extension. It's available in the Visual Studio Gallery at this URL. You can also launch the Extension Manager directly from within Visual Studio. But Visual Studio 2015 also introduces an interesting new way to obtain the extension. When you are installing, be sure to customize the installation. I put some helpful arrows to identify where to click. If you accept the defaults, you'll have to install the extension from the URL we showed earlier. When you customize the extension, you'll see a list of optional components to install. Be sure to click the checkbox for the GitHub extension. Note that the red arrows will not show up in the actual installation experience. Okay, great. So now that you've installed Visual Studio 2015 with the GitHub extension, you can launch Visual Studio and click on the Team Explorer tab in the sidebar, and you'll see that there's a GitHub invitation section here. If you don't have an account, you can click Sign Up, and that'll take you to the website to sign up. Or you can click Connect if you already have an account and log in. If your company has a GitHub Enterprise instance, you can log in to that instance with this control, or you can log into github.com. One nice thing about this is if you've ever used the built-in Git support within Visual Studio and you had two-factor authentication on GitHub, hopefully you do have two-factor authentication as it provides a more secure experience, you'll know that it was a little bit of a hassle. You had to go to github.com, get an OAuth token, and then log in with that. But now you can just use the GitHub extension. So I will enter my credentials here. And it will prompt me to enter a two-factor code. And with that, I'm logged into GitHub. We can see that it added this new GitHub section with a couple of operations. Okay, so now we're ready to create the next great open source project. We know the world doesn't need yet another JavaScript library. What it really needs is a new fresh take on Hello World. So let's do that. I like this name that it suggests, so we'll pick that. You'll notice here that Add to Source Control is checked. This is a useful feature where I can now select Git as the source control for this project, and it will initialize a local Git repository. So this project that I've just created is not associated with any host yet. It's only local. But what I can do now is go to the Home tab and click Changes, and I'm going to create my first commit. You can see here, down here, this is all the normal Git functionality within Visual Studio. I can see all the files and changes that I want to add, and I'll create a meaningful commit message. With that, it prompts you to sync to share your changes with the server. So we'll click that, and you'll see that there's this new option here to publish to GitHub. It makes it really easy to get your code from your local Git repository up on GitHub. So I can choose one of the orgs that I'm a member of or to create it under my own account. It helpfully pre-populates the name of the repository, and I can add an optional description and then click the publish button. We can see, go back to github.com and refresh this page, and we can see that Hello World Ultimate Premium is now up on GitHub. It's that easy to share your code with the world. So the previous workflow assumes that a solution and a repository are the same thing, or that you want to start with your code first and then push it up. Not everyone works this way. Sometimes what you really want to do is create a repository on GitHub and add maybe more than one solution to it. Let's walk through that. So if you click on the Manage Connections button, you'll see an option here to create a repository. So I'll create a repository on GitHub and pick a local path. And you notice here that we give you this option to select a gitignore file. What this does is this is a template for telling Git which files to ignore. If you choose the Visual Studio one, it'll ignore the object folders, the debug folders, all the output. And then if I want to make this open source, I can also pick a license. I'll go ahead and click Create. And now that created that repository and it cloned it locally. So if I visit github.com, we can see that it is now on GitHub. And now within the Team Explorer dialog, I can double click on GitHub. And I can click New in under Solutions, and it pre-populates the location in the repository. So now I have the ability to add multiple solutions to this repository. Okay, that's great, but let's say I'm ready to work on an existing project of mine that I don't already have in Visual Studio on my local machine. I can go and click the Clone button, and it brings up the Clone to GitHub repository dialog. I can filter on all the repositories that belong to me or any org that I'm a member of. And in this case, I'll clone the most important project in computer science, FizzBuzz. And you can see here that the repository is cloned successfully. And I can double click here and open the repository in Team Explorer. And then I can double click on the solution file. So what it did is it scanned looking for .sln files in the repository, and now I'm ready to work on FizzBuzz. So the last thing I want to show you is what do you do if there's a repository in GitHub that you want to work with that isn't associated with your account? Well, one of the nice things we've done in collaboration with Microsoft is when you log into the GitHub extension for Visual Studio, it informs GitHub that you have Visual Studio installed. So if I go to a repository, for example, octakit.net, I'll see that there's this new Open in Visual Studio button. And that button only shows up if you've logged in to the extension. And when I click that, a protocol handler will take effect, and we can launch Visual Studio and have it clone it. I hope you enjoyed the demo. I've listed some helpful resources to help you learn more about GitHub and Visual Studio. I'm super excited about making GitHub a first-class citizen in Visual Studio. This is just the beginning. We plan to continue partnering with the Visual Studio team to bring an even more integrated, smooth experience working with GitHub. We want to reduce the friction in working with others on your code. Thank you for watching.